Welcome everybody to Ed and Ken's mini podcast. We are excited today. We're fired up. It's a midday recording. Normally we record in the mornings, but sometimes these days get crazy, but we're committed. That's a nice little segue to making sure that we get these things done. And it wouldn't be, Ed, first of all, how are you? All's good?
Yes.
Awesome. It wouldn't be a social media engagement if we didn't talk about baseball Karen, right? Should we kick it off with baseball Karen or just let it die?
Of course we can't let it die.
It's taken on a whole new life, this thing. It's not even about the woman and the kid and the dad anymore. It's about social media and the attention that this is getting is mind-blowing. And it's not sympathy for the woman or, you know, compassion for the kid. Like, get both of those things out. I can't believe how much attention it's getting. It's crazy. We'll leave it at there. I know you got some thoughts. We'll just leave it at that.
All I know is there's about three other human beings on planet Earth that are like, you're right, Ed. So I have three people that agree with me. I'm not sharing my point of view because it's, first of all, it's R-rated. And this is a PG-rated podcast. So
PG-ish, yeah.
We'll just go from there.
Speaking of committed, and you and I were talking on your Game Changers meeting the other day, and you were presenting, and I thought it was an awesome topic, and I wanted to share it with the person that listens to this podcast. What was the topic we were talking about the other day? There were three things.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have a network of people around me that we just think the same. And one is my brother-in-law. And he sent me just said, hey, this is for you and your tribe. And it's a video of Patrick Bet David, great author, great business guy. And he talked about his son's soccer team, which led into there's three types of people. There's the interested, there's the committed, and then there's the obsessed. And what is the difference between them? And if we relate it to our business, first of all, anybody that's just interested in doing loans or interested in selling homes, you're already out of business.
Agreed. Interest is not enough to sustain the adversity.
No, it's not. And it's a nice thought. It's a nice thought, but it's in fact like interest other than like an interest in going to see a movie. You're not going to get anywhere in fitness, in life, in passion, in relationships. So now we're left with the committed and the obsessed. So when I think of like, all right, who are the people that were obsessed, right? First two people to come to me are Tom Brady, Michael Jordan. I mean, they were obsessed. The way that they practiced, they were obsessed.
I would put Steve Jobs in that category.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. It was, almost to the point where some people, it's a turnoff. You're so obsessed with this one thing, it becomes a turnoff to some people because they don't quite understand it, you know?
Yeah.
Who was the Alabama coach, Saban, said that high achievers don't like mediocre people and mediocre people don't like high achievers.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it. But talk a little bit more about obsession in the context of you don't have to be obsessed with one thing, correct? Like, is that was something in our conversation. That was my big takeaway.
Yeah. So like their obsession, being obsessed with something, if we take an obsession for our work and our results. So to me in our businesses, being obsessed is obsessed with the result. Like I'm just not going to stop until I get this result, this number. Like the commitment maybe to the process. So this is where I go against the gurus. Like when they say consistency is the key. Well, yes and no. Because if you're consistent and you're committed to a process that is not going to lead to the right result, then you're just committed. You're being stupid. It's like
being you should be committed.
Yeah, being committed to walking the wrong way to see the sunset. Like you can be committed all you want, but if your strategy's wrong, then you're just like, you're not going to get anywhere. If you're obsessed about seeing the sunset, like you're literally going to be like, all right, what? It's 7 o'clock. The sun should be like, where's the sun setting? Hey, you, where's the sun setting? Let me make a call. Let me figure it out. Oh, we got to go that way. And really all it is now you just got to turn around on the beach and look that way and you see the sunset. So in our business, this is what I see. And I've been using him as a example lately. Mike Cianci, when I coached him, we would get together on his listing presentation. He was obsessed, and I was obsessed with his body language, with how long he paused after asking a question, with the choice of words that he would use. And he has continued that obsession to where now he's an agent that legitimately sells over 100 homes a year by himself. I mean, he has a great assistant and a great marketer, but he is the only real estate. He is obsessed. So the difference between committed and obsessed is obsession, I believe, is about the results. You won't meet, like, let's talk about somebody that's committed. Brett Favre. Brett Favre was a hardworking, committed quarterback. He won one Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Famer. He was committed, but he wasn't obsessed like Tom Brady.
Well, how about not only that, think about the agents and loan officers and salespeople in general, managers, leaders, whatever, all have this tendency too. And that is to be so committed to an idea or a plan because it's one you came up with, because it's your baby, because it's your idea, and you think it's going to work, and you literally attach yourself to a process because it's yours, because you came up with it, so committed to that process. You're not getting the results that you want, but you won't change your process because you're committed to it, right? And there are so many people that hold on so hard to a plan without being able to, like, just be honest with themselves and say, okay, I got to rethink this whole thing. You know, there's agents out there with their social media. They're committed to being on social media every single day, which is great. That's commitment. But depending on what you're posting, you may not be getting the results that you think you're getting or that you want to get. And all that commitment is like you said, walking in the wrong direction to see a sunset. All you're doing is you're committed to making a mess out of yourself. Right? Like, yeah. That's not good either, right?
Yes.
That commitment, though, God bless you. You're on there every day. But if you're not sending the right message, if you're not building your brand the right way, if you're not, you know, positioning yourself as a subject matter expert and a professional at what you do, then you're not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah. Obsession is like, I'm obsessed with personal achievement. I'm obsessed with pulling the best out of human beings. And I know you've seen this behavior with me. You saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
That it is, I will always see you. I will always see people, my tribe, greater than they see themselves. And it's when I ask someone, so how's business going? And they start with blah, blah. I say, I'm sorry, how many pending deals do you have? Well, I might have, no, like what, like, and then my high D comes out and I just go, what's the number of pendings?
Your
I don't
face
want the
red.
Story. Yeah. I don't want the story. What's the number? Yes. Like, I'm obsessed with that number. Right? Like, because that's all that matters. That's the vital sign. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you? Oh, are you, do you think you're healthy? Yeah. Well, what's your blood pressure? What's your body weight? What's this? What's that? Like I'm obsessed with that. And it's something that if we're getting into this, I just did an Instagram live on this. Like, if somebody is obsessed, this is what I would say we can all get obsessed about. What is going to be written about you in your in the history books? What is the when they have a celebration of life for Ken Jordan? What is going to be said? Right, that's what I'm obsessed with. Right, so yeah, we can talk about sales. Definitely, that's actually like something really easy. Get obsessed with the number of pendings, but a bigger picture than that is what is going to be said about you at your funeral. What are your kids going to remember? What are the values?
I think that's exactly what I wanted you to say, because you can be obsessed about operating a great business, successful business. You can be obsessed about fine tuning and working the nuances to create the greatest client experience that you can, which is my obsession. But also when you're with your family, you need to be obsessed with that. You need to be obsessed about being, if you want to be a great father, you need to be obsessed about being a great father. If you want to be a great husband or wife or spouse, you have to be obsessed with that too, right? Like, that obsession doesn't end. Like, my disconnect was, I was thinking, I'm so obsessed with creating a great mortgage experience and reaching my financial goals that, you know, I get distracted when I'm here, and that's all I can think about when I'm supposed to be coaching, or if I'm supposed to be at the supermarket and I forget the eggs because all I was thinking of, that's a different, right? That's not what you mean when you say obsessed.
Correct. Yeah. Like, you can, and this is a great point, from this time to that time, I can be obsessed with building my business. I can be obsessed in my coaching appointments. Right. When I'm with my children, I'm no longer obsessed with that. That's, if we're obsessed, in fact, I highly recommend, like, if you're going to do something for 2 hours with your prospecting, be obsessed with getting the appointment. Be obsessed with the perfect scripts, language, questions. Be obsessed with preparation for that, and you will get the result. But when those hours are done, man, be obsessed with your wife, your husband, your lover, your partner, your children, your grandchildren. Because it will, your life will become imbalanced. And this is where the science of achievement is, that obsession to get the numbers.
Yeah.
The art of fulfillment is the obsession with your family, with your health, with what's going to be said about you, building a legacy, breaking generational curses. You can't see it, but I have this chain that's broken.
I love all your tattoos, man. I wish I had the guts to get one. what I'm hearing, obsession is unstoppable, right? That's what that means. Not compulsion. I think that too often people combine or misuse the obsession with compulsion, where you know, I feel like that's kind of the unhealthy version, where you can't think about anything else. You can't do it. It's a compulsion. It's not an obsession. And, you know, we're working with semantics here, but I think that the idea is clear to everyone listening that, you know, whatever it is you're working on, be obsessed with the results. And if you're looking, if the result of being a good father, a good spouse, be obsessed with those results, and obviously in your business, be obsessed with the results, and don't fall in love with the plan just because it's one you came up with, right? be willing to adapt, because at the end of the day, it's not about, yes, consistency is important. Everybody will tell you that. It's not a secret. Nobody's going to, you know, it's not a surprise to anyone, but consistently doing the right things, you have to be able to track your results so you can go back and look at what changes you can make so that you can continue to improve. And consistently improving is better than consistency in the wrong activities. It's the best way I can put it, right?
Yeah. And it's a big topic, and we could go on and on and on about it, but I would say obsession, we really need to look at like our God-given strengths, our DNA, and use that as an, like use those gifts as an obsession, right? There may be hints there. I'm not saying 100%. But I'm obsessed with fitness. Now, is yoga really good for you? Absolutely. Do I do yoga? No, because I don't have any obsession for it. It's just not my thing. I'd rather flip tires and climb ropes and jump over boxes and throw Sophia up in the air 5,000 times.
You don't want to push the envelope on that one, though.
Yeah.
Cut it off before you hit the failures. You know? Yeah, all good stuff, man. There's another topic I wanted to talk to today about an area where I'm putting some more focus myself, and I think that it would be important for agents to put some focus, and that is LinkedIn. You had just shared with me a story about a client you picked up.
Yes. LinkedIn. And I was like, why are we going to talk about that? And you explained why, and I want to hear more about it, but it's something that most of us don't really pay attention to. And I'm obsessed with posting on LinkedIn only once a week. And I do it on Thursdays. Don't ask me why. I probably heard it from somebody and I'm like, that's what I'm doing. But one post got me a $30,000 a year coaching client.
That's phenomenal. And I think that, you know, what we're teaching our loan officers and our referral partners right now, our realtor partners, is the reason why I'll make the case for LinkedIn. Okay. Number one, there's something called contribution ratio. Contribution ratio is the number of people that are on a platform versus the number of people that contribute on that platform. Mm-hmm. And Facebook, by far the largest platform, right? Okay. But the contribution on Facebook, the ratio is very, very high. Now, it doesn't mean that 100% of people that are on Facebook are contributing. I know a lot of people that are stalkers. They never say anything. They just look at the posts. And I'm that way on Instagram. I very rarely am I contributing to Instagram, except for what gets automatically posted from Facebook. But the contribution ratio on Instagram and contribution ratio on Facebook, both very, very high. The contribution ratio on TikTok is much better than Facebook. The people who are willing to go out there, willing to put themselves on camera, willing to put the posts out consistently. I think the number of people that are on TikTok versus the contribution is actually better than Facebook, but none of them are as good as LinkedIn. You have the ability to put yourself in front of the maximum number of people without all the other competitive noise. You're not competing with so many messages, so many videos, so many pictures, so many posts. So that's the number one reason why people should be on LinkedIn. The population is there. The population is there and the contribution is low, which means you're going to stand out almost immediately. That's number one. Number two, video on LinkedIn, even more impactful. So few people are doing video on LinkedIn. So if you're already doing video, you want to cross pollinate or put your videos on LinkedIn, because again, you're going to get more eyeballs because there's not as much distraction. Now, the other the other things about LinkedIn, and you've been on there, like you can search, you can search by the type of industry that you want people you want to connect with, demographically, much more fine-tuned demographically with people you want to connect with. So for that reason, it's also important. You can pinpoint who you want to build your network. And I also think, and correct me, tell me what your thoughts are. I also think that it's important to your brand that you don't just put yourself in front of a house to show a house on a video, or do a lifestyle video where, you know, you're walking around town and interviewing, you know, like they're all important. I think they're great Facebook platform material, but you also want to be a professional. You also want to share true, like, raw knowledge with your client base too. Do you think that that's an important part of every real estate agent's brand?
Yeah. So it's funny you mentioned this. I sort of did an audit, and I know in the blueprint they talk about an audit, but I was like, oh my gosh, like I've done way too much like self-promoting lately. And I know a few things that human beings connect to stories. They connect to experiences. And I want to lift other people up. I love to shine the light on other people about what an incredible job Amanda Reebsine just did with one of her buyers. If anyone ever thinks it's a good idea to go into new construction, especially with a national builder not being represented, her story just proved to be why. And I love to tell that story about her now. Like, holy crap, that's so good. So yes, rather than just, I believe this, in short, if I were to give any instruction for any mortgage professional or real estate professional, it would be simply this. Document your whole life. Document your whole life on social media, including your listings, including your sales, including the stories of the first-time home buyer, including the story of the downsize, including the little league, including the softball, including everything. Document your life. Just document your life on video. That's it.
It's become a requirement. We've talked about it before. The best agent is not the one that's winning right now. It's the best known agent is the one that's winning. I think that was your line. And LinkedIn is no different. You know, yes, you want to tailor your approach. You want to be more, professional, for lack of a better word. You want to educate. Education is huge on LinkedIn. And there's an awful lot of people that are going there to find their professionals, not their most popular people. So if you feel like your strength is numbers, your strength is market analysis, your strength is strategy, then LinkedIn's a great place for you. So what this blueprint, so if you don't have one, give me a holler. We have in this quarter, we have an audit your LinkedIn profile. It takes you through step by step and a checkboxes of how you can transform your LinkedIn profile to be more effective for that platform, because it's not the same as your Facebook profile, and it's not the same as your Instagram profile. It's not the same as your TikTok profile. It's very, very different. So if anybody wants information on how to do an audit of their LinkedIn profile, I helped an agent, Christine Hallman, recently with her LinkedIn profile. We were able to redesign her entire profile. And she's doing a great job. She's doing a great job on LinkedIn. She's contributing, she's liking, she's commenting, and she's getting eyeballs. And that's really what it's all about.
Very cool. Can I give a quick Florida cheesesteak update?
No mayo. Go ahead.
I've surrendered, and I'm making my own cheesesteaks. I get chip steak, I get a decent baguette from Publix, pretty good bread, believe it or not. I saute my own onions. I make my own. You cannot win down here. And I've been to five different places where like people are like, oh, you got to go here. They have, and I'm like, been so disappointed. So I just started making my own. That's my cheesesteak update.
I will tell you, there's a place around here, Van Horn's. If you're in Delco, it's right in the heart of Media on 252. They shut down for a long time for a fire. They're back open. Very good cheesesteaks if you're into that. If you're nearby, check it out.
I do have to check out though. They do have in Dunedin, which is like just up the road from me here. There is a Delco Steaks that opened.
Okay.
Delco Steaks from Broomall. I am going to check that out, and I will report back to you.
I fully expect a report, maybe some pictures, and we'll see stuff in that face, man.
I will. No mayo, extra pickles.
All right, Ed. Enjoy your week. Always a pleasure.
Good stuff, brother. Thank you.